visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the spring thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your path drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Draw near with a true heart and full assurance of our faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Our gracious and mighty Father in heaven, we gather here this morning as your faithful people, thankful for the grace and joy you have filled us with. We rejoice in the knowledge that we have been so blessed to experience your amazing love in our humble lives. Thank you, O Lord, for the gift of forgiveness, which we are shown daily as we continue to make wrong choices in our lives. Thank you for your conviction, the eyes to see our failures, and the wisdom to repent and turn back to our Savior. We pray that you would move our hearts and the hearts of our nation to devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of your word, that we may witness your power at work. Thank you for your holy word as we turn to it as the standard of our faith and practice. Father, we thank you that it is under your law we live, and by your will we We ask that you would keep this nation under your care. Bless the leaders of this land, that we may be a people of peace and righteousness. We ask for your forgiveness for the shortcomings of this nation. Help us to bring forward trustworthy men and women who will serve you faithfully, and always remember they are called to serve the people in truth and in justice. We have been a nation that has wandered and tried to live without you. Bring us to your holy throne, and may we bow down and worship you, our one true God. Father, we pray for your comfort to be with Aaron, Reenie, Jack, and the whole of the Glack family as they mourn the loss of their mother, Anne. Immerse them in your love and lead them through a difficult time. We lift up to you our brothers and sisters and all of their burdens. Bless those that are struggling. Be with Erwin Buck as well as Dennis and his sister as they tend to their ailing brother in hospice. Continue to be with Kristen and her family as they try to cope with the loss of their father. Bring strength and energy to the weak and the weary. Give joy for those battling loneliness and depression, and employment for those in need of work. Father, we pray for healing for those fighting COVID-19. We especially lift up Pastor Hurt and Pastor Rustin and their families. We pray for those infected at the Van Rensselaer Manor and ask for your mercies to be with them and their loved ones. And Lord, as we continue in our journey, we ask that you would breathe into us the strength, wisdom, and willingness to stand in unity with all those working to achieve godly principles, freedoms, and justice. We commit all of our petitions to you in the name of Jesus, who taught us how to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name. Chicago, had tragedy there. The story is written about the trans.
transatlantic ship disaster that was a part of his life and his family, but it was well with his soul, a regular guy from the bird. And you know what? You have that oil of Christ in you. You may feel like you're a regular guy, but according to the Bible, you're one of those wise virgins who will be brought in, enjoy the peace and the wedding feast, and be reunited with the bridegroom. Praise be. God is good to us. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Together receiving the body of Christ. He took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We ask this through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Thank you.
give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Give thee peace. Amen. Amen.